getting sold.
Hmm.
They were wooden ships.
Mm-hmm.
Had about 23 people on each ship.
Truly, no.
I was on the flagship. We was on the steel ship when I was there.
That's good, yeah.
We didn't go out and sweep the mines. That's just what Big Daddy. I was the chauffeur for the commander of the mines crossing.
Mm-hmm. Do you like to travel?
Yeah, I like to in a car. I don't like an airplane, though.
Don't like an airplane?
No, one time I flew from Japan to Guam when I was getting ready to get discharged, and I ain't been in one since.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go to Hawaii next summer, and I'm going to fly over there.
That's pretty great over there.
I've never been out of the South, so. You ever travel much around in the U.S.?
No, just when I went to the Navy, back. I went to New York one time with Mr. Willis in my job and looked at the computer, but I wasn't flying and we all went on the train.
How long ago was that?
About 3 or 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm. What about in this state? Have you traveled around much in this state?
Well, I went every camp to one when I was 16 years old. It was back then in the around 43 or 44. And the salesman lived over a couple blocks from me, sold clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And he was an elderly man, and he hired me to drive him. And he had gas stamps, so he saved all the gas stamps up for the summertime to mm-hmm. do his business. So, you know, mm-hmm. you couldn't get but a couple of gallons a week or something like that. And that's where I traveled all over. So I like to go to Florida, mm-hmm. South Florida.
Whereabouts in Florida if you
Daytona Beach and Miami.
Anywhere else in Florida you visited?
No, Pensacola. Got a brother there in Pensacola, and I've been there in Panama City and Fort Walton and all.
Mm-hmm. You've been in most of the major cities in the state?
Well, I never have. Well, I've been. Well, all that was 30 something years ago when I did that traveling, but now I'm going to Birmingham Friday, I think, with my family. My daughter wants to go up there shopping.
Hmm. Yeah, a lot of people.
I think I'm going to drive up there.
A lot of people go up there to shop. You ever travel over in any of the other states in the Southeast, besides Florida and Alabama?
No, to my knowledge, I've never been in Mississippi but one time in my life.
Whereabouts in Mississippi did you go?
Well, I went through it to get to the West Coast when I joined the Navy, but then I don't even think I got off the train.
What about Jimmy Carter's state? You ever been over there with him?
Yeah, I had Ann lived in Bainbridge, Georgia, where the Charles Kerbo was from. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's a big advisor of Mr. Carter.
Mm-hmm.
And I had an aunt and uncle live on that, and I used to go over there and visit them, and I always went through Georgia to get to Daytona Beach. Mm-hmm. That's about the best route.
Any other towns in Georgia you visited besides Bainbridge?
No, I've been in Atlanta one time, and he stacked over there one day trying to look for a job. Mm-hmm.
How'd you like Atlanta?
It didn't look bad. It wasn't very impressive to me.
It, a little bit big for me.
Yeah.
I don't know. Let's see. If you were, say you had a lot of trouble, you would tell me about them. You might say, well,
I don't follow you.
Okay, I'll come back to it. I'll come back and get that, pick that one up in just a minute. Let's see.
You talking about having a lot of hard luck?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what I call a hard luck.
Okay. Let's see. The first house you lived in was what was it made out of? The outside construction.
Wood.
So it was frame.
Right? Frame house.
Mm-hmm. And are there any other kind of houses around?
Brick houses.
Mm-hmm. And. So you mentioned that you've been out in the country sometimes. What do they call a big building, not the house, but the big building out there that might keep cattle in or something like that?
Called a barn.
Mm-hmm. You remember some of the things that they keep in a barn?
Yeah, they kept the cow. I went and milked the cow and kept the hay, kept the plows.